whatever she concluded was a waste of time. I think it was the right move, but if I can be allowed a mediocre generalization, don't pointless things have a place too, in this far-from-perfect world? Remove everything pointless from an imperfect life, and it'd lose even its imperfection. Sumire was a hopeless romantic, set in her ways. A bit innocent, to put a nice spin on it. Start her talking, and she'd go on nonstop. But if she was with someone she didn't get along with, most people in the world, in other words, she barely opened her mouth. She smoked too much, and you could count on her to lose her ticket every time she rode the train. She'd get so engrossed in her thoughts at times that she'd forget to eat, and she was as thin as one of those war orphans in an old Italian movie, like a stick with eyes. I'd love to show you a photo of her, but I don't have any. She detested having her photo taken. No desire to leave behind for posterity a portrait of the artist as a young woman. If there were a photograph of Sumire taken at that time, I know it would be a valuable record of how special certain people are. I'm getting the order of events mixed up. The woman Sumire fell in love with was named Miu. At least, that's what everyone called her. I don't know her real name, a fact that caused problems later on, but again, I'm getting ahead of myself. Miu was Korean by nationality, but until she decided to study Korean when she was in her mid-20s, she didn't speak a word of the language. She was born and raised in Japan and studied at a music academy in France, so she was fluent in both French and English, in addition to Japanese. She always dressed well, in a refined way, with expensive yet modest accessories, and she drove a 12-cylinder navy blue Jaguar. The first time Sumire met Miu, she talked to her about Jack Kerouac's novels. Sumire was absolutely nuts about Kerouac. She always had her literary idol of the month, and at that point it happened to be the out-of-fashion Kerouac. She carried a dog-eared copy of On the Road or Lonesome Traveler stuck in her coat pocket, thumbing through it every chance she got. Whenever she ran across lines she liked, she'd mark them in pencil and commit them to memory like they were holy writ. Her favorite lines were from the fire lookout section of Lonesome Traveler. Kerouac spent 3 lonely months in a cabin on top of a high mountain, working as a fire lookout. Sumire especially liked this part. No man should go through life without once experiencing healthy...